The Seven Plagues, Part 2. When Jesus chose Paul to carry his name to an Israel and the nations born of the Spirit, he saw in Paul an apostle who would remove the flesh of the law from his gospel. Seeing when Paul rebuked those elders in Jerusalem who desired all men circumcised according to Moses' law, evidence when he withstood the churches in Asia, who having begun in the Spirit sought perfection in the law, yet as a prophet was beheaded, knowing our congregations would bow to the doctrines of devils and submit to the ordinances of the flesh. The third plague, Revelation 16:4. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "You are righteous, O Lord, which are and was and shall be, because you have judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." And I heard another out of the altar say, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments." As Jesus' gospel is a river of life, so the rivers and fountains of waters declared bitter, and the third trumpet are the cankered creeds of men, whose antichrist gospels go beyond the rejection of Jesus' gospel and replace his sacrifice with their own. Seed sown in the seemingly innocent christening of newborns, and its fruits reaped in the abandonment of the tenet of baptism as examples. And these things and many others are the desolation seen by Daniel, Joel, and many others. When Jesus in the days of his flesh rebuked the religious for their unbelief, he told them the blood of those slain from the righteous Abel to Zechariah would come upon their generation, that they would be held to account for their rebellion. Yet rather than repent, they murdered him. And indeed, every generation that rejects the spirit of prophecy bound in the prophets, apostles, and saints is worthy of the same. The blood of this third plague is a sign of their rejection. Further, the blood of this plague is not the blood of forgiveness, but the blood of vengeance remembered. This plague brings forth the fury of the Lord's wrath upon those churches who have replaced the blood of his sacrifice with the words of their own hands, who say, "We have not slain the apostles and saints, and yet put to death the word of life at every prayer meeting and every service they hold. Woe unto them." Our congregations drink the blood of God's vengeance remembered every day and know it not. For some, this ignorance is their saving grace, should they repent. And if I may pause here to remember, these plagues are for the cleansing of God's tabernacle. These plagues are for the sanctification of God's word in heaven. His heavenly testimony in you and me. Remember too in the Feast of Tabernacles, how the number of lambs sacrificed in the Old Testament outnumbered the bulls slain, and that as this feast progressed, so the number of bulls diminished. Yet the number of lambs remained the same. Which things testify the blood of Jesus' grace remains ever steadfast and overcomes our ignorance should we repent and wash away our sin should we believe. But believe what, brethren? That Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty who is and who was and who is to come. The fourth plague, Revelation 16:8. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and the power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat and blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. The burning rebuke of this plague proceeds from Jesus' gospel and falls upon those who blaspheme God's name. And God's name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Their blasphemy is that they do not keep Jesus' name separate and holy above all things, above all names. And these seeds sown consume his power and authority and make Jesus' name void. When Moses asked God's name, Jesus told him, "I am that I am." And again, "I am the Lord." That is one existing one. When Paul asked the Lord, "Who are you?" the existing one replied, "I am Jesus." And Paul preached one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. So it is Jesus' Spirit at Pentecost sealed those who believe he is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, who trust Jesus is both Lord and Christ. This is the key of David. Brethren, Jesus' name is a seal. Amen. It is the seal of the Father's name upon the foreheads of the tribes of the first fruits in Revelation. The commandment of faith Moses proclaimed would be as frontlets between our eyes. The faith of Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah, amen. In the book of Revelation, Babylon rides upon a seven-headed beast. She is the spirit in our many religious denominations who ride upon the corrupted gospel of Jesus Christ. Upon her forehead are the names of blasphemy, not Jesus, the revelation of the Father's name, but the many names of our creeds and faith, like those Trinitarians who cannot rest in the testimony Jesus gave Israel, that God is one Lord, but say rather God is three persons, and so baptize in the titles of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because that key of David has not been turned in their hearts. They are not sealed with Jesus' name, nor are they filled with Jesus' Spirit of truth, but with the spirit of the Antichrist, the God of this world. And so the seeds of confusion sown in the name of Trinity have bred those doctrines which follow. In them even worse contempt and even greater blasphemy in those like the Jehovah's Witnesses who discard Jesus' name altogether, who turn back to the name of Jehovah, a name wherein there is no salvation, no forgiveness, no grace, a name which brings forth desolation and death. For the Lord said to Moses, the angel of the Lord goes before Israel, bears my name. Beware of him, for he will not forgive your trespasses and sin. But these devils, like the Trinitarians, have chosen their gods and chosen death, whose blasphemy of God's name Jesus they cannot repent of, lest they forsake the gods they forged. The names of their confusion written upon their foreheads, the mark of their leprous creeds upon their right hand. If we are not sealed in Jesus' name, then we are loosed from it. If there is any root of bitterness, any root of unbelief, then repent and let us examine our faith. Is it the faith of Jesus? The daylight Zechariah foretold would consume the darkness. In the light where the Lord is one and his name one. The Lord Jesus Christ. Seal it, O Lord. Amen.